Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is to help you get truly well-informed by breaking down complex sources. Okay, let's unpack this one. Today, we're diving into something called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC for short. Now, this is a condition you're born with, where the brain's main connection hub, the corpus callosum, it's either partly or totally absent. Our source material is a really interesting study by Paul and colleagues. It looks at how folks with ACC manage to transfer, you know, touch and spatial information between the brain's two sides, and crucially, how the difficulty of the task affects that transfer. So our mission today, understand how the brain adapts when that main bridge isn't there, and what are the real limits?
That's a great question. And ACC, it's not super common, maybe 1 in 4,000 births, give or take. And while the brain is amazing, right, finds other routes, like the anterior commissure, to try and compensate. But research, including some early work by Brown and Paul, it does suggest that people with ACC still have these maybe subtle but definite issues with what we call interhemispheric transfer, or IHT. This seems to especially pop up with complex sensory stuff, motor tasks, thinking speed, and, you know, tackling completely new problems. So there's resilience, yes, but it's not like the absence has zero effect.
Right. So the brain reroutes, but maybe the back roads aren't quite as fast as the highway was. So this study we're digging into, they compared 26 people who had just ACC, no other major brain issues, and IQs over 78, so within a typical range. They compared them to 50 neurotypical control participants, and they used two specific tasks focused on touch and space to measure this IHT. Let's start with the first one, the Textual Performance Test, TPT. What did that involve?
Yeah, the TPT. It's kind of a classic test, actually. So imagine you're blindfolded. You've got a board with cutout shapes and a bunch of blocks that match those shapes. Your job is to put the blocks in the right holes. First, you do it using only your dominant hand, let's say your right hand. Then you do the whole thing again, but with your non-dominant hand, your left hand. Now, for most people, the neurotypical controls, what they learned feeling around with their right hand, helps them out. That information transfers across the corpus callosum, so they actually tend to get faster when they switch to their non-dominant hand. That speed up. That's a direct measure of IHT working well.
Okay, got it. So the second attempt should be quicker because the brain shared the blueprint, basically. And what happened with the ACC group in the study, this is where it gets really interesting, isn't it? They were, first off, slower overall than the control group, which maybe isn't surprising. But the really key thing was they showed almost no benefit from having done it already with their dominant hand. That learning didn't seem to transfer much, if at all, when they use the other hand.
Exactly. Very little speed up. It really points to a significant reduction in IHT, specifically for this kind of complex spatial puzzle done by touch. And what's also striking, as you mentioned, is task complexity. They tried making it harder, going from 6 blocks to 10 blocks. For the ACC group, making it harder didn't really change the lack of transfer much. It suggests that even the simpler 6-block version was already sort of hitting the ceiling or maybe the floor of their IHT capacity for this type of complex spatial info.
So even the easy version was hard enough to show the IHT problem, clearly.
That seems to be the case for the TPT, yes. The information was just too complex spatially to get across effectively without the corpus callosum. Which then leads to the next question, what about simpler information? Is any transfer happening? And does complexity matter differently there? That brings us to the second task, the finger localization task.
Right, the FLT, adapted for the study, you said. How did that one work?
Okay, so still blindfolded. This time, the examiner just lightly touches some of your fingers. Could be one finger, could be two, could be four. Your task is then to use your thumb on the same hand to show which finger or fingers were just touched. That's the same hand condition. Pretty straightforward. But then there's the between hand condition. The examiner touches fingers on, say, your left hand, but you have to indicate which ones were touched using the thumb on your right hand.
Ah, okay. So that between hand part, that definitely requires the information which fingers were touched to cross over between hemispheres.
Precisely. And the difference in how accurate someone is between the same hand trials and the between hand trials, that difference tells us how well the IHT is working for this specific task. A bigger drop in accuracy for the between hand condition means less efficient transfer.
And what did they find for the ACC group here?
Similar pattern in one sense. The ACC group was generally less accurate overall compared to the controls. But crucially, that gap in accuracy between doing it on the same hand versus the opposite hand was much bigger for the ACC group. So again, it points clearly towards reduced interhemisphere transfer.
Okay, so both tests show IHT issues. But you mentioned complexity played out differently here.
Yes, this is really the interesting part with the FLT. For the ACC group, the problems with transfer, that bigger accuracy gap, were actually most obvious on the simpler trials when just one or two fingers were touched. But when they got to the hardest condition, touching four fingers simultaneously, the task itself just became really difficult for everyone, including the controls. It seems that high level of difficulty kind of swamped the specific IHT effect. It masked the deficit, you could say. So for this task, unlike the TPT, the complexity level did seem to matter. The IHT deficit was clearest at low to moderate complexity, but got hidden when the task became overwhelmingly hard for all participants.
That's a fascinating contrast. So putting it all together, TPT versus FLT, what's the main takeaway here?
Well, both tests consistently point to diminished IHT in ACC. That's clear. But the comparison really highlights the role of information complexity. The TPT involves learning and transferring this really complex multi-step spatial map. And for that, in ACC, the transfer seemed almost non-existent, like a complete bottleneck. The FLT, though, involves simpler sort of one-shot tactile location information. And there we did see some evidence of transfer in the ACC group, especially for the easier trials, although still way less than the controls. So it really strongly suggests that what kind and how complex the information is makes a huge difference to whether any transfer can happen via those alternative brain pathways when the corpus callosum isn't available.
Wow. So it's not just if information transfers, but what kind of information can make it across that bridge, or rather across the detours when the main bridge is out. This deep dive really shows the brain's incredible ability to adapt, doesn't it? But it also draws some pretty clear lines around the limits of that adaptation. The ability to share information between hemispheres in ACC is definitely reduced, and it seems particularly strained when dealing with complex touch and spatial data. So here's something to think about. How might these findings, specifically about touch and space, give us clues about other complex thinking skills in people with ACC? And maybe more importantly for you listening, could this understanding open up new ways to support learning or therapy for someone you know with this condition?